The term angel comes from the Hebrew word malak, meaning messenger, and the Greek word angelos, also meaning messenger. Angels are pure spirits without physical bodies, created by God to act as intermediaries between the divine and humanity. Angels are organized into a hierarchical structure often referred to as the nine choirs of angels, divided into three triads. 1. Top triad seraphim, cherubim, and thrones. 2. Middle triad dominions, virtues, and powers. 3. Bottom triad principalities, archangels, and angels. Archangels are just one step above regular angels and are particularly important in delivering God's messages and executing His will. The concept of seven archangels comes from both the Bible and various apocryphal texts. In the Old Testament, the book of Daniel mentions chief princes and great angels, hinting at a hierarchy among celestial beings. The prophet Zechariah talks about seven eyes that explore the earth on God's behalf, which many scholars believe refer to the seven archangels. In the New Testament, the book of Revelation provides a vivid description of these seven archangels. In Revelation 8, we see seven angels standing before God, each given a trumpet to sound. This act leads to a series of apocalyptic events, including plagues and divine judgments, culminating in Revelation 16, where they pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath onto the earth. Now, let's introduce each of these archangels and delve into their roles and personal lessons they can teach us. Michael the Protector. Michael, whose name means "who is like God," is revered as the leader of the heavenly armies. He is often depicted as a mighty warrior, standing up to Satan and defending God's people. Michael's role as a protector is emphasized in various religious texts and traditions. In the book of Daniel, Michael is described as the great prince who stands watch over God's people. His most famous role is in the battle against Lucifer, the fallen angel who sought to usurp God's throne. This battle, often depicted in religious art, highlights Michael's unwavering commitment to God's will and his willingness to fight against evil. Michael's story is a powerful testament to the importance of standing firm in one's convictions and protecting what is just and righteous. In our daily lives, we can draw inspiration from Michael's courage and dedication. Just as Michael did not back down in the face of evil, we too should remain steadfast in our values and beliefs. This can be particularly challenging in a world where we often face moral dilemmas and pressure to conform. However, by embodying Michael's courage, we can stand up for what is right, even in the face of adversity, and protect those who are vulnerable. Whether it's standing up against injustice, defending the weak, or maintaining our integrity in difficult situations, Michael's example serves as a powerful reminder of the strength that comes from unwavering faith in righteousness. Gabriel the Messenger. Gabriel, whose name means "God is my strength," is celebrated as the divine messenger. Known for delivering crucial announcements from God, Gabriel played pivotal roles in the births of John the Baptist and Jesus. In the Gospel of Luke, Gabriel appears to Zechariah, announcing that his wife Elizabeth will bear a son, John the Baptist, despite their advanced age. Gabriel's most significant appearance is during the Annunciation, where he visits the Virgin Mary to inform her that she will conceive and bear Jesus, the Son of God. These announcements were monumental in the context of salvation history, marking the beginning of new chapters in God's plan for humanity. Gabriel's role as a communicator highlights the importance of being open to receiving and sharing important messages. His ability to deliver messages with clarity and compassion sets an example for us in our communication with others. Effective communication is crucial in our personal and professional relationships. By following Gabriel's example, we can strive to communicate with honesty, empathy, and understanding. Whether it's sharing good news, offering support, or conveying important information, Gabriel reminds us of the power of words and the strength that comes from being a reliable messenger. His story encourages us to listen actively and speak thoughtfully, ensuring that our words uplift and inspire those around us. Raphael the Healer. Raphael, meaning "God heals," is associated with healing and guidance. His compassionate nature is evident in the Book of Tobit, where he guides and heals Tobit and his family. Disguised as a human, Raphael accompanies Tobit's son, Tobias, on a journey to retrieve money that Tobit had deposited in another city. Along the way, Raphael provides guidance and protection, ultimately revealing his true identity and healing Tobit's blindness. This story showcases Raphael's role as a healer and protector, emphasizing the importance of seeking divine assistance in times of need. Raphael's presence is a reminder of the importance of seeking and offering healing in all aspects of life, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. In our lives, we can embody Raphael's example by bringing comfort and support to those around us. Healing is a multifaceted process that involves more than just physical recovery. Emotional and spiritual healing are equally important, and by offering a listening ear, a comforting presence, or a helping hand, we can contribute to the well-being of others. Raphael's story teaches us that healing is a divine gift that we can share with others, fostering a community of care and compassion. By embracing this role, we can create a supportive environment where everyone feels valued and cared for. Uriel the Illuminator. Uriel, whose name means fire of God or light of God, is known for his wisdom and enlightenment. He illuminates the minds of believers with divine insights, guiding them towards deeper understanding and spiritual growth. Uriel is often depicted holding a book or a scroll, symbolizing his role as a bearer of divine knowledge. In various apocryphal texts, Uriel is portrayed as a guide who reveals hidden truths and provides clarity in times of confusion. Uriel's role emphasizes the importance of embracing wisdom and allowing it to guide us, especially during challenging times. His story encourages us to seek knowledge and understanding before making decisions, ensuring that our choices are aligned with divine wisdom. In our lives, we can follow Uriel's example by continually seeking to learn and grow. Wisdom is not just about acquiring knowledge, but also about applying it in a way that aligns with our values and beliefs. By seeking divine guidance and staying open to new insights, we can navigate life's complexities with clarity and purpose. Uriel's story teaches us that wisdom is a light that can guide us through the darkest times, helping us make informed and thoughtful decisions. Zelophiel the Intercessor. Zelophiel, whose name means prayer of God, is known for his role in presenting prayers to God. Acting as an intermediary, Zelophiel ensures that our prayers reach the divine. He is often depicted with a censer, symbolizing the prayers of the faithful rising to heaven like incense. In various religious traditions, Zelophiel is invoked to help focus the mind and heart during prayer, ensuring that our petitions are sincere and heartfelt. Zelophiel's example reminds us of the power of prayer and the importance of communicating our deepest desires and concerns to God. Prayer is a vital connection to the divine, providing guidance and support in times of need. By trusting that our prayers are heard, we can find solace and strength in our faith. In our daily lives, we can draw inspiration from Zelophiel's role by making prayer a regular part of our routine. Whether it's through formal prayers, meditation, or simply speaking to God from the heart, prayer allows us to express our hopes, fears, and gratitude. Zelophiel's story teaches us that prayer is not just about asking for help, but also about cultivating a relationship with the divine, seeking guidance, and finding peace in God's presence. Jehudiel the Advocate. Jehudiel, meaning praise of God, is associated with justice and is the patron of judges and magistrates. His role as an advocate for fairness and integrity underscores the importance of striving for justice in all our dealings. Jehudiel is often depicted holding a crown and a three-thonged whip, symbolizing his authority and commitment to justice. In various religious traditions, Jehudiel is invoked to help ensure that justice is served and that those in positions of authority act with integrity. Jehudiel's example encourages us to uphold the highest standards of honesty and fairness, ensuring that our actions reflect our commitment to integrity. In our lives, we can follow Jehudiel's teachings by being honest and just in all our interactions. This means standing up for what is right, even when it is difficult, and treating others with respect and dignity. By advocating for fairness and integrity, we contribute to a just and equitable society. Jehudiel's story teaches us that justice is not just about legal matters but also about how we conduct ourselves in our daily lives. By upholding the principles of justice and integrity, we can create a world where everyone is treated fairly and with respect. Barachiel the Guardian. Barachiel, whose name means blessing of God, oversees all guardian angels and is the patron of family life and children. His role highlights the importance of valuing and protecting our families and homes. Barachiel is often depicted with a basket of bread, symbolizing abundance and blessings, and surrounded by children, emphasizing his role as a protector of family life. In our lives, we can follow Barachiel's example by prioritizing the well-being of our loved ones and creating a nurturing environment. Family is a divine blessing, and it is our responsibility to foster love and unity within our homes. This means being present for our family members, offering support and encouragement, and creating a safe and loving environment where everyone can thrive. Barachiel's story teaches us that family is not just about blood relations, but also about the bonds we create with those we care about. By valuing and protecting these relationships, we can create a strong foundation for ourselves and our loved ones. Barachiel's example reminds us that the home is a sacred space where love and blessings can flourish. The Book of Revelation vividly describes the roles of these seven archangels during the end times. When the seventh seal is opened, marking the beginning of the Great Tribulation, the seven angels are given trumpets. Each trumpet blast heralds a catastrophic event, showcasing the power and judgment of God. The first trumpet brings hail and fire mixed with blood, burning a third of the trees and all the green grass. This event symbolizes the onset of divine judgment, purifying the earth through fire. The second trumpet sees a great mountain burning with fire thrown into the sea, turning a third of the sea into blood, killing a third of the sea creatures, and destroying a third of the ships. This catastrophic event mirrors the plagues of Egypt, highlighting the severity of divine retribution. The third trumpet involves a great star named Wormwood falling from heaven and poisoning a third of the rivers and springs. The bitterness of the waters leads to the death of many, symbolizing the consequences of straying from divine paths. The fourth trumpet results in a third of the sun, moon, and stars being struck, causing a third of the day and night to be without light. This darkness is reminiscent of the plague that engulfed Egypt, symbolizing a world in spiritual and moral decline. The fifth trumpet releases demonic locusts to torment those without God's seal for 5 months, representing the suffering and chaos that ensue when humanity turns away from God. The sixth trumpet sees four angels bound at the Euphrates River released, leading a demonic horde that kills a third of humanity. Despite these plagues, the survivors remain unrepentant, continuing in their sins. Finally, the seventh trumpet marks the declaration of God's kingdom and the final judgment. The temple opens, revealing the ark and accompanied by heavenly phenomena, signaling the end of the old world and the establishment of God's eternal reign. These events highlight the archangels' crucial roles in executing divine justice and fulfilling God's ultimate plan. Their actions during the apocalypse remind us of the importance of staying true to our faith and preparing for the final judgment. The vivid imagery in Revelation serves as a powerful reminder of the consequences of turning away from God and the hope of redemption for those who remain faithful. Throughout history, there have been warnings against excessive devotion to angels. Four popes, including Pope Zachary in the 8th century and others in the 19th century, cautioned against the overemphasis on angelic beings, emphasizing the unique role of Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and humanity. The Catholic Church traditionally acknowledges only three archangels by name: Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Despite this, devotion to Uriel and other archangels from apocryphal sources persists in various Christian traditions, including the Orthodox and Ethiopian churches. Theological perspectives on the seven archangels vary across different Christian traditions. While the Catholic Church maintains a cautious approach to angelic devotion, the Orthodox and Ethiopian traditions embrace a more inclusive view, recognizing additional archangels. This diversity highlights the rich tapestry of beliefs within Christianity and the importance of understanding the historical and cultural context of these traditions. Regardless of these differences, the central message remains the same: angels are messengers and servants of God, and our devotion should ultimately be directed towards God and His divine plan. The warnings from the popes remind us to avoid elevating angels to a status that detracts from our worship of God. In Colossians, St. Paul warns against being seduced by the worship of angels, emphasizing that Christ alone is the mediator between God and humanity. This caution is important to maintain the focus on Christ's unique role in salvation. By understanding the proper place of angels in our faith, we can appreciate their roles without losing sight of the central tenets of Christianity. The seven archangels play significant roles in biblical prophecy, especially concerning the end times. Their stories offer not only a glimpse into divine mysteries, but also valuable lessons for our daily lives. By understanding and reflecting on their attributes, we can find inspiration to live more meaningful and righteous lives. In summary, Michael teaches us to stand firm in our convictions. Gabriel encourages us to communicate and share important messages. Raphael inspires us to seek and offer healing. Uriel guides us to embrace wisdom and understanding. Seraphiel reminds us of the power of prayer. Jehudiel calls us to uphold justice and integrity. Barachiel urges us to value and protect our families. Thank you for joining us in this exploration of the seven archangels. We hope this video has provided you with valuable insights and inspiration. If you enjoyed this content, please like, share, and subscribe to our channel for more discussions on spiritual topics. Feel free to leave your thoughts and questions in the comments below. Before we end, we invite you to comment with your thoughts and questions. What did you find most fascinating about the seven archangels? How do their stories inspire you in your daily life?